From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Continuing turmoil in Iraq today, the first anniversary of the toppling of Saddam Hussein's statue in Baghdad. Insurgents said they had taken more foreign hostages, this time 4 Italians and 2 Americans. 9 people were reported killed in an attack on a U.S. fuel convoy outside Baghdad. The British Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw, said the situation is the most serious to be faced by U.S.-led forces since the start of the occupation. And there was a brief suspension of hostilities by U.S. Marines in Fallujah. They've been battling insurgents in the city for 5 days. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad that it was a day of high emotion and continuing conflict.
El Ferda Square in Baghdad. This is where Saddam's statue was hauled down in front of the world's TV cameras exactly a year ago. Today there are no celebrations, but a warning to Iraqis from the US military. Stay away from the area, it says. Anyone who tries to enter with a weapon will be shot on sight. This time last year, Mohammed Ala was at home. By a Baghdad mosque today, he recalled how he watched the toppling of Saddam with delight.
At that time, the whole family was at our house. No electricity, but we have a small generator, so we were watching TV. We were very happy, in fact. We felt that as if we were in a cage and then released.
Mohammed is a middle-class engineering student. Like all the Shia, whom Saddam mercilessly persecuted, he was glad to see the back of the dictator. And when the insurgency against the U.S. occupation first began last year, he was against it.
We believed at that time that most of them were Saddam's loyalists, Baathist people trying to regain the control of the country. But now I come to realize that Iraqi people have their reasons to resist.
This view typifies a change in Iraqi attitudes to the insurgency. Frustration's been building for months, but the events of this week have acted as a catalyst. Sunni and Shia may not be fighting shoulder to shoulder, but at street level they're drawn together by a common nationalist opposition to the American occupation. The 5-day assault by U.S. Marines on Fallujah after the killing and mutilation of 4 American contractors has angered a broad spectrum of Iraqis, including members of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council. One, Adnan Pachichi, has called it illegal. Television pictures showing Iraqi dead and injured and reports of several hundred fatalities have generated intense anger. Pray for victory in Fallujah, the cleric tells thousands of people who flock to Baghdad's largest Sunni mosque for Friday prayers. Let God impose his anger on the occupiers, he says. U.S. occupation authorities said today they'd suspended the assault on Fallujah to allow in humanitarian aid and for possible talks to be held. On the Shiite front, the battle against al-Sadr's army continued. U.S. commanders are reluctant for now to enter the southern cities of Najaf and Karbala, where Sadr's militiamen are on the streets, because both places are flooded with pilgrims for the Shiite Arbaeen holiday. But U.S. military spokesman General Mark Kimmitt said American forces would have control of the southern city of Al-Qut from Sadr's militiamen by morning. He repeated the U.S.-led coalition's determination to win the war against them. Allah! Allah! The question now is whether such expressions of resolve by the U.S. military will make any difference to the Iraqis, who were today mournfully trooping home after Friday prayers. Thayer Abdul Hussein is a Shiite from Baghdad, who cheered the end of Saddam. With good reason. Saddam executed his father and uncle because they were political activists. Listen to him now.
So now I consider people who are resisting are heroes. Starting from Fallujah to Qut, all of them are heroes. The Al-Mahdi army are following their religious reference and they are doing jihad. So if they die, they are martyrs.
In Iraq today, that resistance continued. Insurgents attacked a U.S. fuel convoy west of Baghdad, reportedly killing 9. And a mortar landed close to Baghdad's Sheraton Hotel, overlooking the same square where the world watched Saddam's statue falling. A year ago, jubilant U.S. Marines draped the stars and stripes over Saddam Hussein's face before thinking better of it and taking it down. Today, American soldiers climbed back up that pedestal to tear down a picture of another Iraqi enemy, the radical cleric Muqtada Sadr. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.